Jesus says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Jesus implies that all of us are being continually tested in little things. If a child can't be trusted to spend his father's money and return the change, neither can he be trusted to stay overnight alone at a friend's house. But if he can be trusted to clean his room and take out the garbage, he can be trusted with a dog or a bike. This principle invalidates all of our if-onlys, such as, if only I made more money, then I'd help the poor. Or, if only I had $1 million, then I'd give it to my church or missions. No, if I'm dishonest or selfish in my use of a few dollars, I would be dishonest or selfish in my use of $1 million. The issue is not what I would do with $1 million if I had it, but what I am doing with the $100,000, $10,000, $1,000, or $10 I do have. If we are not being faithful with what he has entrusted to us, why should he trust us with any more? This thought raises a sobering question. What opportunities are we currently missing because we've failed to use our money and our lives wisely in light of eternity? God pays a great deal of attention to the little things. He numbers the hairs on our heads. He cares for the lilies of the field. He's concerned with the fall of a single sparrow, as we're told in Matthew 10. What we do with a little time, a little talent, and a little money tells God a lot. The little things are a major factor as he considers whether to commend and promote us or reprimand and demote us in his kingdom corporation.